Shalom lachem, shalom lachem.
Hello, thank you for joining us. Welcome to New Life Series. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazos. Our subject in this current series is the new world of business, the places where we work, organizations where we work, the relations we have there in these organizations, the feelings we have, the pleasures, the difficulties, our thoughts, this entire world that we experience day by day as adults. And here we're trying to learn from Dr. Lightman that's teaching us the integral approach to life, how it's possible to transform this day, the most of the days that we spend in the organization we're in, to something better. We're learning from him how to live a new life, how to develop new connections between us, and through them to raise our entire existence to a new floor, a new level. I'm sure you'll be able to get a lot of insight from these conversations that you'll be able to implement right here in your life. You'll be able to taste the new life. Nitza, how are we getting into this conversation? We're going to try to get in a natural way, like what usually happens in an organization, but if we can open it a bit more. The first obstacle we have to go through is really the first explanation to the CEO and executives. There they really need to understand from the first moment or through the explanation that they're going to go through something that's really unique and different. Like we said, the consulting area to organizations is so full of people. There was an article in the paper. Here's another workshop. Here there's something we want to... How can we really show how unique and differentiate ourselves so people understand it, that will convince almost immediately the CEO, the executive team, to understand there's something special here? I don't know. My answer is I don't know, because I don't know what's going on there. But you know what's happening there. Let's say with all our competitors, and show how we're different. I don't know. You're saying that throughout the process, if you ask me, you have this, they have that, then I'll say what we have here. Like, we don't research the organization, what it's doing. That's already different. We don't want to discover the relations between them. We completely ignore what's happening. We're only working on the positive, only to raise the entire organization to a new level of relations. We're talking about the ego, how we can manage it in the correct manner, in a balanced manner. We're not destroying. We're not bending, but we're really giving a person tools, the right way to use the ego. We're only working in one direction, that the entire organization will be like a family, that there will be a feeling like that. And through this feeling, they'll get rid of all the problems they have between people that are there and also in their homes, because they will get from us not just a good mood, they'll get a new approach to life. So in each place they will be, the bank, the supermarket, the home, wherever they are, people, with their relatives, with their friends, they go watch football or whatever. In each place, they'll behave differently. So here we're talking about changing a person's relation to life. And from this general situation, we're confident that he will be much more effective, to the organization. In savings, of course, savings in time and materials, at the end of the day, it comes down to money. Days missed, his whole relation to what he's doing, to his workplace. We're only working toward that. That these changes, not by bending himself, by breaking himself, but rather through the good environment, he himself, by being in a good mood, he will change to be more balanced. And in this way, he'll be a positive element. Each worker will be a positive element in your whole office. That's what we can say. Our acts do not demand any investment apart from some fee that we charge and relatively symbolic fee. We just need to distribute some books and notebooks, nothing more. And we need a place to work, some conference room or something. And that's it. Nothing else. It would be good if it was two or three times a week, an hour and a half each time. And afterwards, in accordance with what we go through, we'll see what other changes can do. But the changes are simple: to make an inner sound system so people can hear music and good news, good messages, announcements. And that's it. Maybe afterwards we'll need to have like symbolic birthday parties for people in the organization. That's it. For sure. After a number of workshops, these activities, you'll feel a change in them. And in a month or two, you'll be able to even check by the numbers how much you're saving, how much more effective everyone is. The influence is so instant, it can be felt immediately. It should happen quite quickly. How will it look on the outside? There's the bottom line, but beyond that, in a month or two, we'll be able to see a real change. I don't know. It depends on the organization, how they can check the things. But they'll destroy less. They'll use less, all kinds of things. They'll only use what's necessary, just like they do at home. They'll save in electricity. They'll save time. Everyone will be closer to each other. The decision-making will be quicker. Everything is decided on without stress and without dragging it on and on. No one's dealing with their pride or being otherwise, and it all comes down to saving a lot. Now, the management standard that we used up till now, that means we're like divide, separate, and conquer. You're talking about an approach that's the exact opposite. What does it do for me as a manager? Wait, you want a profit, right? I want. So what's the problem? That you won't be able to pressure them with force. That's the way I managed things until now. So now you won't need to do that. So say your kids are now learning in school without you screaming at them. And even better, better than before with the screaming. So aren't you happy? Yes, but the question is, am I going to get in this process tools as a manager? Yes. Because you're always controlling us, and we are controlling the organization. They will need it for their entire life. You'll need to hold on here. You'll need to hold us. You'll need to hire us throughout the years. It's possible. But for 5 hours a week. So I'm trying to understand. There's a process that the whole organization will go through, me as the manager as well, but there will also be special management tools for the executive team. Management at work, yes, that remains. But the relations will be so good that you won't need to turn things around 20 times to get a result. The relations at work, we're not getting into that. We're just making each employee a good employee, dedicated. That's it. I know from the executive team, it's the team where there's the toughest nuts to crack. There's lots of conflict, like you said before. That's a place that we need to get past. How do we get a process through in a team that's so, we're not even paying attention to them? For me, it's just managers or a group of drivers that's working and they hand things out. It's the same thing to me. For me, they're all little kids. I'm teaching them as usual, like everyone else. I don't have any special way to relate to them. They just have bigger egos, more developed egos. So in accordance to that, they need to invest more. Why would they want to invest at all? It's my games. Now I'm putting them in a circle and telling them to hold hands and jump 10 times. You're the big manager and you're the vice president, etc. Jump 10 times. This whole process of bringing people into the process, of course I'm joking, but at the end of the day, yes, yes, they have to, gradually they will be ready to do that as well. Many times today in organizations to get something significant going, we know that for it to be successful, we need the support of the executive team. If the executive team is not supporting it and not being part of the process, of course it won't happen. The question truly is, how do we get these people on board? I don't think that we need to work on them. They're interested in us doing this to their organization under the hat, the executive team. So we leave them. We start working with the part that's being worked on, not the part that's the controlling part. We don't care. In the meantime, they're sitting up there, let them sit up there in their Olympus. We're dealing with all the people working under them, all kinds of teams, parts there, not offices, what's it called, departments, etc. We're working with them. They just need to agree and see according to the results, understand what we're doing. Now, pass it on to them in a way that they understand. It'll take time. We may need to give them material that we have from other situations so they can see where we were and what we did, or we can give them a demonstration. You mentioned before, we need to do a presentation. We need to bring them some kind of slides or presentation where we talk about how we do it. Show them workshops, how things are organized, what you mentioned before. that the changes will happen quickly. They can be measured in 2 or 3 months because we're talking about changes inside people. They're quite instant. So the big change will be in how we feel more pleasant, and there'll be general concern, and that will have its results. How can they measure it in money? How can you measure it in general? They need to know. They need to know how great the need is for materials today. There's materials and time, which is actually everything. That there's this much material that we use, and there's this much time that out of this material we get some result. So they need to see how much they're saving in that, in hours of work and materials for that, if there are any. They need to see that. And also every head of every team has to emphasize it later, how much it's easier for him and more convenient and faster for him to do everything. That before it used to take this much time, and today it goes faster, 3 times faster. There's a subject that came up that one of the participants asked on our team. She said many times in organizations, even if there's no one's against it, they're like ashamed or they're draw inward, or there's people that don't really want to participate, they don't want to go along with it. They're really ashamed. They don't feel comfortable sharing and talking. How do we get them on board in a gentle way? Maybe I'll ask in her words, and that will help. She said, the exercises that you described are very clear. The question is, do the people working in a company, maybe they're ashamed of one another or their relations aren't so great, how do they open? Won't they be embarrassed to open up one to the other? I personally, I'm always afraid about working in groups and workshops. It's not very pleasant for me. You get to it gradually. Gradually. First of all, it depends how you speak with them. If you get them into in a conversation to things that are general for everyone, through psychology, through physiology, through something that has to do with medicine, as if it's our bodies, it's not us, it's natural for everyone, then it's already easier for you to head towards, okay, now let's sit and close our eyes for half a minute. Then everyone's ready to do that because you've prepared them by explaining we're all human, we're all operated on like this and this. No one has to tell what they're thinking, but let's check. That's it. You start from afar and from things that are natural. The psychological step is very simple. You have to bring them to a feeling that we are all human, that everyone has the same problem, that we want to rise above this problem. There's no difference between us because each person doesn't want to participate because he's afraid he's going to get hurt, that he's going to be less, that somehow he can be hurt. And here, no, you bring them to the animate level. To the human level, you can bring them where we can talk about anything. It depends on the psychological preparation of the group that you're working with. And this psychological preparation includes, there can be a few people in the group that are like friendly people that don't care and they just talk freely and they jokes and stuff. And you can start with them and then less with them and get to the others. And gradually, it's not just like that. You can't just start lining them up and making them jump. No, of course not. You got to understand that there's people that come from very far towards you. They get closer to you because you're giving them many examples from the world, and this is how it happens. You're helping them understand what humans are. You help them come out of this me to this is us. That's very important. And when it's us, then I'm not ashamed. And you relate to them like a doctor to sick people. We're talking about humans and that you came to correct them. And then it's a completely different way to relate to them. How do I do it? I don't go into anyone. Tell me what happened with you in your first meeting with your husband. No, no, I don't ask things like that. I'm not going to touch points like that. No. I'm always taking them to another level. It's us all together, humans, egoistic. This is how we behave. That's why we feel bad, how we can reach a higher level where we'll feel good. That's it. I try each time to speak in a manner that I take them each out of their corner to the general level, where they're all just humans. That's us. Everyone can say, yes, that's human nature. They like to steal a bit, to be a bit happy, be a bit sad, a bit like this, a bit like that. It's natural. That's us. What do we have? Food, family, sex, money. The main thing is to go away from his personal stuff. And there where there's general stuff, it's like he's in the hospital. The doctor's looking at him. The doctor's looking at his body. He doesn't see the person, the patient. He sees a stomach, a leg, a head, whatever. It's very simple psychological steps. I don't even want to talk about it. I want to understand the goal. I have people here that I want to upgrade them. What do I want to upgrade in them? What exactly? I'm leading the process. What exactly do I want to upgrade? Something in their perception, how they relate to the society and people. This I upgrade from what to what? That how I relate to society is higher, greater, that can prove my whole life. I don't get it. This is what I understood. I have an organization that I'm working with, my goal that I'm leading the process to make an upgrade, how each person there in the organization relates to society and the public in general, and to the group, and to society in general. Okay, so that's what I'm coming to do, an upgrade. Now my next question, what is the essence of the upgrade? From what to what? From isolation to connection. From being isolated to connection, to unity. That's the essence. Now for that, you're saying, don't come to someone with something personal that stresses them, like she says she's ashamed. then you say, if I understood it in this whole explanation, there was a common thought. We're all like this. We all do this, we all do that. What am I trying to prove here? What's this insight? That we're all what? That we're all human. But what? You're saying something specific. There's no difference between us. We'd have nothing to be ashamed of. We all went through all kinds of, you know, education, brainwashing. All of us today is not us. It's now we will try for the first time to define our situation by the environment that we choose to be otherwise. What we had up till now, there's no free choice. We're all little animals. What? Yes, after the explanation. It's not just like that. But it comes out. I'll bring you research. I'm not just logical proof. But who are you? What are you? What do you have that you chose that you'll have such and such values, such and such tastes, facts or agreements, conclusions, from where? You were filled with this, and this is how you live. Doesn't mean you have any thought or desire of your own or any decision of your own. It's not you, so who are you? I built the machine, I gave it all kinds of input, and now it works. That's each of us. It's not clear? What's not clear? Ask psychologists, they'll tell you. That's what you're telling? Doesn't seem like it's at the beginning. At the beginning, after 5 or 6, 7 times, they'll start to feel it. Yes. What is free choice? We give it from the beginning. You said 5 or 6. At the first point, there was the principle. I was asking not to take up your time, but to understand it, because I understand it's a principle that has to go all the way. You're saying all of us are like that. Don't get excited about it. Don't be sad and think that you're screwed up. We're all like that. It's something, this feeling that we'll have all along the way. It's something. Don't close up. Don't think that you're not okay. We're all like that. We're all what? We're all what? There's nothing to be ashamed of what's inside of each of us. There's nothing to think that each of us is special. We all have the same things, more or less. Different merging of desires. The same things, just different merging between them, different relations between them. This is the difference between people. A different mix of these things inside us. There's better people and worse people, more or less, etc. So what? So what? In what are you different compared to her, compared to him? Are you really asking me? I'll tell you. I choose you. How pleasant it is for me to be with you or with her. Again? Come again? We're not talking about the person himself. We measure him compared to others. How I measure something in general, yes, compared to something else. Exactly. I measure you and her. I measure how pleasant it is for me to be with you compared to how pleasant it is for me to be with her. Meaning, I don't check you. That's it. I make a comparison. What's more convenient for me? So now, we're not looking at you. I want to bring you to a state where it will be convenient with each of you equally. Everyone will be good kids. You'll all smile. You'll relate to each other well. That's why we don't pay attention to some shoshi. She has something personal. And she's embarrassed, and he's more daring, and etc., etc. We don't relate to that. We want it to be convenient and pleasant in general, to bring everyone to a new level of relations. How is it possible that you won't measure it? I don't understand. You see me walking down the hall, you're happy to say good morning. You fought yesterday with Nitsa, you don't want to say good morning. How can you treat everyone the same? What, you don't have feelings? I do have feelings, of course. But why do I have to show them? Why do I have to fight with her? I'm not saying you came to fight. You said that we'll reach a state where that we'll be happy, we'll have a good situation. Why should it be bad? The relation between us will be good. We'll have to work on it. Don't think that it'll be a dead situation, that everything will be without action or color. There'll be lots of color. Your ego won't let you calm down. You'll have very thriving, full life. Another question, she said, you spoke about in the exercises people need to pay attention to each other, and everyone has to try to cancel himself a bit. Let's leave that for now. You understand that it doesn't happen immediately. When we spoke to Nitsa, Oren, you spoke so nicely now, in such a smart way. I didn't understand. I barely understood something that you said. It was so high. That's called canceling myself? This is how we act. It's a game. It becomes second nature. I told him this already. I already made some connection like that from downward, upward toward him. That's it. And then we already have that I relate to him like a big person. Now let him try to do it. I'm trying to understand the principle. I'm trying to understand the principle behind. There's a term called canceling myself, and we know that words can be analyzed all kinds of ways. It's not canceling myself. So what is it? It's connection. It's connecting, merging. It can't be. There can't be a connection if once I'm higher and once I'm lower, and then also my friend is lower and higher, and then we are equal and we connect. I don't get it. Please explain. There's a law. I feel that there's a law. There can't be a connection with him being higher and lower, and then we're equal. Either you're higher or lower, and then how did you become equal? I'll explain. No problem. None of us is equal to the other. How do we reach equality? Equality in what? In feeling each other, each one is equal to the other. Because the connection can only be between equals. Even love, we talk about that maybe we'll reach love. Love can only be among equals. If it's more or less, it's taking advantage. If I manage a department and he's a worker of mine, how can I be equal to him? We're not talking about manager or not manager. We're talking about people who work in a department. The manager can go out. So each and every person is different than others. I'm not talking about the job that he has as a manager. So according to what? That's exactly the question. I don't know. Each person is different. There's lots of things in a person that I don't know. I'm willing to accept them, that everyone's different, of course. So how can we reach equality by connecting to be at the same level? I start respecting you like you are huge, way up in the sky. I'm like a little kid looking at the big person. I don't even see where your head is. I reach your knees barely with my nose. That's how great you are. That's how we talk in the workshop. You're great, you succeeded, etc. What I think is not important. It's important what I'm saying. What do you mean? It doesn't matter what you truly think. We are not judging a person by who he is. We're playing something new. That's important. Afterward, you do the same thing to me about my greatness. Afterward, I do the same thing to you. You're small, and I want to teach you with my whole heart, like a father to his son. Do you say something, or in workshops, everything? It's like you're treating me like a father treats his son. How does this come about? By explaining to you what connection is, what love is, what is it for, why we need to get out of our ego, I teach you. You teach me good things that are connected to the process, of course. Like that you're smarter than I am, yes. So what do I have to do now? What do I have to do with that? You have to accept it. That I'm saying it, you have to accept it. But the fact that you're smarter than me, how do I accept it? First, there was an easy exercise. You said to me how great I am. That was easy. Talk as much as you want. Now you're teaching me. It's not teaching. I'm coming to treat you like a father, to give to you. If I give to you, I'm greater than you. If I'm receiving from you, I'm smaller than you. We need to be in these two situations, each person to the other. What are you giving me? What are you giving me like a father? How do I need to relate to you now, to receive it from me, to listen, to be small? That's what I'm asking. How can I be small? We're playing. It's a game. We're acting. I want to understand how to act. This is my father. You know, you're not talking about father. I'm talking to myself. What do I have to say to myself? How can I open myself to you? I say to you, Oren, you know what it's called? The correct society, that we all treat each other well, that we're all connected. You'll also need to be connected to everyone. That's what I'll say to you. And you'll act like you're hearing it for the first time with these eyes, like you are now, with interest and with dedication. It's a game. We're acting. And now I'm acting as if I'm really interested and paying attention, as if it's the most important thing in the world. Yes, you're acting. And then, when we're acting like that with each other, we can reach high and low. We can reach that single level. But we didn't work on one. We worked high and low. But on one, you can act. It's like a missile. When it flies, first of all, it has to catch itself, how distant it is from the line. But the line itself, it can't fly on. So you mean the feeling of equality? You were looking for an equation to bring us to equality. So I get it. By interactions where once I'm big and you're small and the opposite, we'll reach a result that we can call equality. How do you know you reached this result? How can you measure it? There's no way of measuring it. So how do you know we're equal? How do you know you succeeded in the process? By the feeling between us. What do we need to feel? That we're really close. that we can be open, that we can participate together in things, that we're not ashamed of one another. We understand that we're together in a process. There's an inner feeling. Measuring it is impossible, and a person is capable of it, a participant. How can we measure people? How can we measure it in kilograms? Can he measure if he succeeded in this workshop more than other times based on his depth of understanding and feeling? What's he measuring? That he's more connected to others? That he understands the essence of connection. Can you explain this a bit? Expand on this? He measures everything. Who is he measuring? Himself? Himself compared to connection. What does it mean, more connected to others? What am I measuring exactly? The extent that you, in all your goals in life, take them into consideration. You're considerate with them. I don't know how to put it. The extent that you're connected with them. Let's say now they bring you something good to eat. You won't eat until you share it with them. I don't know how it is in an organization, but how can we measure it? We need some kind of measuring stick. That's what I'm looking for. I don't think we need that there to that extent. I think it's enough to do these exercises. It comes in the spherot. What else, Nitza? So you're saying here you'll feel that the result will be a good feeling. A good feeling that there's a good and pleasant connection between people. So how can I know if I succeeded? If I feel after this exercise closeness and warmth and something pleasant, then it's a measurement for success. By the way, how will you measure yourself, a person leading this process? Let's say a week went by. What do you want to see that changed in this week as a result? And you can say, I succeeded, I advanced. My goal was to upgrade relations from isolation to connection. How do you know if you succeeded after a week? Put up cameras everywhere. What do you expect to see? See how much you're smiling, how much open you are, how concerned you are in general to the workplace, not just each person to one another. I don't know. The main thing is the feeling. I feel that you're becoming closer and different, more bonded, more open. You're not embarrassed, you're not ashamed of each other. You can tell other people what's happening. You're more open to what's happening with each person, how they feel, how they think, what's happening to the other person. You want to cause good to one another in words, in movements, and everything. In this process, you're describing we're more open, this and that. Let's say we went through a week. We had a successful week, we're more open, etc. We had a weekend, and it's Sunday morning. You came home upset today. I came home upset today. How do we deal with that? A society that feels that you're upset, they grab you, they take you to a corner. This is what they're going to do in the organization? I'm asking seriously. We had a wonderful week. They need to treat you. How? I'm asking you. What do you do when people get upset all of a sudden? That's the question. You need to come and say, friends, today I'm totally stressed out, I'm furious. My mother-in-law came for a month. Let's say, okay. And that's it. They threw me to sleep in the kitchen, and now I don't know what I'm going to do. No football. No beer in the evening. Eating junk in the living room. I have to show that I'm the ideal husband. I don't have strength for it. But you're explaining that a person comes and he's sharing. I don't mean, that's not what I mean. I mean that the stress that you got at home caused you to be stressed inside the organization. They need to see it. They see that you're upset. You can really see that I'm upset. There's no way to hide it. So they need to come to you and say what? That's what I'm asking. What do they do with you now? Is there treatment for someone breaking out in anger? You say we all have to be attentive to each other like we're in the Garden of Eden. But in life, there's something happened. I failed in some business venture or something. I don't know what. Something happened and brought me down. So what do you do? How do you deal with it? And how do you get me out of the situation? They need to come to you and start treating you. I don't know. Mainly by talking, laughing, bring you something to drink, something hot to drink, something that'll warm your heart, and in all kinds of things that the influence of the environment, the influence of the environment, there's nothing else. There's another question that was asked about these workshops, that some of them are acting. So I'll read the question. In the workshop, normal workshop that a person does today, he also does exercises like this. He gets silly. He compliments other people. He plays all kinds of situations. He doesn't actually change. He puts on a character, takes off a character. Then he goes back to who he is. So what's the difference between those workshops? Is their goal to connect or not? No, their goal is to learn how to act. They're learning how to act. That's a completely different story. So if I'm acting, I don't have a goal to be connected. Where our goal is to play, we want to reach a connection between us. We want to change ourselves, but only in a simpler way. That's why we're acting. Acting is not the goal, but rather the means. And for them, it's the goal, to play better. We don't want to play better. We want through playing to reach better, more serious life. What is there about acting that truly helps a person connect? Habit, first of all. Habit, because I'm not an actor. When I act, it works on me. Habit is one thing. Openness is the second thing, because I'm acting. I don't care to say, Nitsa, I love you. Can I get serenade you or I'm going to explode? Yeah, I can, and everyone knows it's an act. But I can. Now, when I say it, gradually I change because it influences me. I'm not an actor that only gets it externally. And then it turns out that we change. A game changes a person. It's easier for me as a game because it's I'm acting that I'm the good Michael, because it's clear that it's not me. I'm not hurting myself. But gradually, through this, I will change. How will I change? If society starts to treat me according to this new role. You were so nice. You did this so well. It suits you, etc. Wow. I start to be blown up. Tell me again, I didn't hear it. Like a little kid. That's how it works. The other thing, a game, the acting has to be only if I'm playing a positive role. Only. God forbid if it's the opposite. And a happy role, an effective role, not some dramatic role. It has to be not too comedy, but really the good me, the absolutely good and perfect me, righteous. Like we talk with kids, when we really want to educate them, we need to understand them. We need to, these people that go through a course, at home they act differently to their wife and kids. They develop relations where their people at home won't understand why they're changing. The act has to repeat itself. Meaning that we have to strengthen each time what we achieved. You mean outside the workshop? We completed the workshop. We played, acted like for an hour. I don't know what exercises, yes, but to try to give tips, like what do we have at home? Who has little kids? Let's start playing with them like this and this. Let's start talking to them like this. Not an actual game, but rather role-playing. And also with a wife. Who has like a tough wife? How do you put it? A wife that's not a big help. There's no such word. I don't know. I can't think of a word. But it's clear what you're saying. Most people have a wife like that. What do you do with that? So we have a tip for you. Start talking nicely to her. As if. Not as if. As if is even worse. What do you mean as if? But you're saying it's we're acting, it's role-playing. But it doesn't need to be an act. Say, something's different today. You have a prettier hairdo, or did you, your eyes look bigger? To compliment her, of course, but in a gentle way. Not that you'll think that you want to escape for a week to some vacation with your friends. Okay. This is like homework for us? At home. With the family. But now you have an example what you need to do. You know, you've done it before. I got it. But I didn't understand. What do you mean it has to be repetitive, the act? What do you mean? A person is always changing. The ego is always receiving in quantities and quality changes. So now and then we need, on the game that we had before, in the same words, in the same roles, we need to repeat it. And then you'll feel, wow, I felt it this time much more than last time. Okay?
Yeah.
And I remember, but our whole life is a game. We grow and change only through games. And then to grab myself, I want to see when the game will become reality, because that's what will happen. To the extent that reality outside myself, that I want to play, that I want to describe as if everything is good, I now want to see the whole world, how it is friendly to me. And then I begin to relate to the whole world, and suddenly I feel that it's like that. With my own eyes, it really is. The whole world loves me. The whole world is good to me. No one is treating me badly. Everyone is giving me place. Nobody's blocking you on the road. I change reality. And it's really like that. You said before that our life is an act, is a game, but in every game there's the good guys and the bad guys. There's no bad guys. Anyone who criticizes is criticizing himself. There's only good actors in our game. Yes, everyone's good. In that, I really make a change, not just going into some fairy tale, something imaginary, but in that, I am changing my life. In that, I am working on nature in a manner that this is how it will happen. We're not allowed to use words that are not from our workshop, but I would even say that in that I am awakening the upper force that changes reality. That's it. And in my positive influence, I'm truly influencing the network of connection between us, that what I really want positively, that's how it will happen. Because I have the general force of nature and the system that we're building, and then it happens. It's the influence of man on the environment, and then the environment on the whole world. I want to ask something. About the game, you said that what makes this role-playing different than other psychodrama workshops that I'm sure organizations have seen to improve relations, etc., you explained that the difference is in the target, that we're going into this game to be more connected, that through the game we can change and reach a state where everyone's isolated to a state of connection. This we need. Do we need to announce this, talk about it, remind people of this before we start these interactions of role-playing between us? Look according to the situation, I think so. To mention it, yes? You need to be as open as possible with them, not to act with them. They need to know that now we are acting. They need to know, they need to receive our method, our system. They need to accept it in a healthy way with all the foundations as much as you can convey to them, to the depth that they're capable of grasping. They need to be active partners, active in implementation. They need to know why they're doing it. I'm acting. Why am I acting? For what? It really is an act. It's not serious. But through acting, how I'm changing, bring them all kinds of proof from science, how acting changes a person, how plants and animals and everyone's acting, and that's how they grow. If we would not act, what would happen to us? We would remain like animals. Our games, that we want to be like this image or that role model, that's how we grew up. And now we're defining to ourselves a person who is integral with his environment. That's what we want to act. We have an environment, and I come, I'm connected to everyone, I'm good to everyone, and everyone's good to me. If I describe the situation, then I build it. This is what will happen. And suddenly I'll feel, in our society, how everyone is treating me with love. Everyone wants connection, unity, and they're changing me, and I'm changing them, and suddenly we reach good relations. Suddenly we feel that everything came together at home, with our relatives, at work, health is better, blood pressure went down, we're less stressed, we don't need to take drugs. I see my diabetes went down, my sugar level, everything based on research and in society. How much everyone, how with laughter you can treat everything. So what's the summary? Mutuality, mutual responsibility is good. That's it. Our time is up. Thank you, Rav Lyman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. And we'll try to be in good mutuality and mutual responsibility. Until next time, all the best and good life.